Hare Krishna. All things are from Krishna, through Krishna, and in Krishna. When we consider the conception of God as Krishna, now we need to understand that Krishna is not just a historical person, and certainly not a mythological person or an image in a temple. Yes, Krishna did manifest in history. Yes, Krishna is manifest in the temples. In his deities. Yes, Krishna has performed many pastimes which to the uninformed mind may seem like mythology. But Krishna is a transcendental supreme person. Etad yoni nibhutani sarvanti upadharaya aham krishna se jagatah prabhava pralayastha. That etad yoni nibhutani, Krishna says that whatever exists, sarvanti upadharaya, the sustainer of everything, aham krishnasya jagatah prabhuva pralayastha. Krishna is saying to Arjuna, aham krishnasya, for everything jagatah prabhuva pralayastha. I am the source and I am the shelter after destruction. So what this means is that actually all things are from Krishna. Nothing exists that is disconnected from God. Aham sarvasya prabhuva, sarvam etad. Aham sarvasya prabhu mattah sarvam pravartate. Everything comes from me. I am the source of everything, Krishna says. So, this is the definition of God, that all things are from Him. Nothing exists outside His jurisdiction. Everything is from Him. All things are through Krishna. And all things are in Krishna. All things are through Krishna means that actually it is not that Krishna is the source. Krishna is also the medium. Now, everything that manifests is Krishna's energy, and everything in which it manifests is also Krishna's energy. The chain of events, say, through which one element becomes transformed into another element, through which one element becomes a channel for others to get transformed, that is also a manifestation of Krishna. This is verse 7.6, and before this in 7.4 and 7.5, Krishna has stated how both the material and the spiritual, and how everything that comprises the material and spiritual, that is all Krishna's energy. So the point is that it's all Krishna's energy. So all things are from Krishna, all things are through Krishna, and all things are in Krishna. That means all things are in Krishna means when we are living in this world, we may often get caught in the problems that we face while living in this world and while tackling the challenges that the world brings before us. And while trying to deal with these problems, we need to know that these problems will come and go, but we as souls are eternal. And Krishna's controllership is also something that doesn't change. Krishna is eternally in control, and because He is eternally in control, He is, all things are resting in Him. Krishna demonstrated this in the 11th chapter to Arjuna, when he displayed the Vishwarupa, the Virat Rupa, and there when he showed that how Krishna is the supreme, no matter what happens, that he is in control and everything exists within him. So when we understand this principle about God, that all things come from him, all things come through him, and all things exist in him, then we truly understand that we are never separated from God, that we are always connected with him, we are his emanations, and we are his parts even now. By realizing that we are already connected with Krishna, we can ensure that our consciousness stays connected with Krishna. And when that connection, tightness of our consciousness is driven by love or by the desire for love, then that connectedness becomes illuminating and supremely fulfilling. Thank you. Hare Krishna.